Moustache. Turn the page. Turn the page. Moustache. Turn the page. Turn the page. Moose had a problem, a horrible, hairy, prickly problem. It grew right above his nostrils and just above his upper lip. A moustache. Turn the page. Now, not a few spare hairs or shy little stubble, no more weak, wandering whiskers on the upper lip of this moose. No siree. Moose had a big, bushy, bristly, mighty moustache, but a moustache that was a burly, shirly, mangly mess, and it itched a lot. Sure, he plucked, he tweezed, he even clipped, snipped, and teased, but his combs were still cowards, and brushes still rebelled. His scissors simply surrendered. Turn the page. Moose wasn't a frizzy tizzy. The moustache was completely crippling his style. He was a great hoofer, but he could barely hip bop and hip-hop with the moustache going flip-flop. Turn the page. He was a wonderful chef, but he simply could not flambé his soufflé with all those whiskers in his way. He was a daring skier, but now how could he downhill race with a mighty moustache blowing in his face? Moose had to do something, and soon. But what? Turn the page. After days and days of much serious thought, Moose got an idea. He crossed some hair there. He crossed some hair there, and he tied his moustache around his neck. A moose scarf seemed the ideal answer to his problem. It was so simple, so easy, so perfectly perfect. Turn the page. But then his moustache got knotted and mangled and horribly tangled, and those hundreds of hairs simply prickled and tickled. Worse, Moose could barely take a breath with all that moustache wrapped around his neck. So Moose untied, unwrapped, unknotted, and, gulped in some fresh air. Turn the page. He got another idea. He parted some hair this way, he parted some hair that way, and he heaped all the moustache on the top of his head. The moustachio antlers seemed to be the ideal answer to his problem. It was so simple, so easy, so perfectly perfect, until a squadron of squirrels and one very noisy gopher moved right into the moose motel. They huddled and hoarded, furrowed in and burrowed out. Needless to say, became quite crowded up there in Moose's head, and heavy and messy. Turn the page. And very, very noisy. The squirrel chitted and chatting, squeals and squawks, and that woke Moose up every morning before the crack of dawn, and that gopher was giving the moose one hairy headache. Moose needed his sleep. He needed his rest. He needed his privacy. Moustachio antlers. Nuts, said Moose. So he unparted and unpiled, untwisted, untwined, and said adios to the hairy thorns. Turn the page. But now, what? The miserable moose took a hold of a hunk of hair, and he wrestled it, then roped it, then tethered and tied, then tamed. Aha! A moose tail. Now that was so simple, that was so easy, that was not so perfectly perfect. Talk about a dizzy do. Moose didn't know if he was coming or going, backward, forward, this way, that. He didn't know which end was which. Miss did had a ball on the tail. Turn the page. And so he thought, and he thought, and thought some more, but no other idea was a worthy winner. Braids were a bother, a moose sweater too sweaterling. Net, not. Poor Moose, his problem was truly terrible, unbearable, just downright sad. He felt so alone, he didn't know what else to do. Turn the page. Then it called it fate. Call it destiny. It was probably dumb luck. But one day, Moose tripped on his moustache and just had no time to duck. Oomph. Pardon me, they both said as they bumped, and then they blinked. They stared and their hearts went thump. She was a moose, a buff-found, bocious, outrageous, well, just plain old big. Hair after hair piled higher than higher, a skyscraping dew of glorious curls, a towel and swirling twists and twirls. She was simply splendid, suspended, absolutely superb. Turn the page. Of course, Moose could ask how she did what she did and get such a do. Miss Moose winked, then whiskered. Just a little glue. So, she helped he fearlessly plunge a hoof in a fat pot of white goopy goo, and carefully, oh so carefully, they glopped, they plopped, they pasted, they pressed, they cocked, they curled, and every truly unruly way-whirled whisker. Around they tweaked and twirled those horrible hairs until Moose's once mangly mess was now a wondrous winding wave of marvelous moustache. Moose gazed in the mirror and smiled a broad, moosey smile. He was so happy, so glad, just giddy with glee. He looked dashing and handsome. Moose gushed, "It's that really me?" Turn the page. With not a care for one hair, their moose bear boogied and bopped. They skied downhill, even uphill. Their cooking was hot, hot, hot. Turn the page. So, of course, it wasn't long after that Moose and his moustache and his beautiful bride foxtrotted and tangled and waltzed down the aisle. Good hair days, good bad days, they vowed to love and cherish, and with hearts heaping with love and pots filled with goop, they both signed, "I do glue," and promised never to part. Turn the page. It was so simple, so easy, so perfectly perfect, and it stuck. Turn the page. The end.